Hare Krishna. Every day is a festival. Krishna is a festival. It's the festival for the eyes, festival for the ears, and his devotees are festivals. And one famous is Uddhava. So the name means festival. Festival das. Hare Krishna. Of course, sometimes when you, when there is a festival or a party, right, like a birthday party or something, then who enjoys? The guests. Who works? The own people, yeah? People in the house, they work. Festival. Remember my bhakta leader was telling me that festival means Mahotsava is festival, right? Utsava is festival, Mahotsava, great festival. So he says it also means big sweat. Big sweat. Not only because of dancing, but also of because of working. But that work is also festival. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Jaya jaya Sri Chaitanya jaya Nityananda. Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda We don't have the verse on the board, but it's a very nice verse, and you are usually good in Sanskrit. I'm not.
You are.
I am.
You are.
I am. Why wouldn't I? It's Chaitanya Charitamrita, but usually the first verses are in Sanskrit. And they give some main quality of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu with obeisances and blessings. It's like Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, Chaitanya Upanishad, sort of. It's like each verse, very special glorification of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So this first verse of chapter 7 also is very beautiful. So we can chant this verse, but so we have a better understanding of this, we will first read word for word in Sanskrit and in Croatian. I guess this is the proper language, right, for this name, for this translation, right? Agati Naipalih Eka Yidini Gatim Cilj, na tva, nakon što odam poštovanje. Hina, niži, arta, interes, adika, veći od toga. Sadakam, ko može pružiti. Ši Čajtanja, gospodinu Ši Čajtanji. Likhyate, pišem. Asya, o gospodinu Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Prema, любов. Бхакти, преданное служение. Ваданята, великодушность. And maybe also the translation, so you can connect it all together. Първо ми допустите да отдам свое понизно поштование господину Чайтани Махапрабху, кое е крайний цель живота. За оне, кои не поседую ништа у овом материальном свету, и едини смисъл за особу, која напредује у духовном животу. Сада ми допустите да опишем како је великодушно подарил людима предано служење господину с љубављу. Let's chant this in original. So agati means agati, it was translated naipali, but agati means no shelter, no goal, no destination. Agati, nowhere to go. Nowhere to go. So for those who have agati, nowhere to go, he is ekagati, ekagati, one shelter, one goal, one path. For those who are agati, like you're lost in a forest. Ah. So he's ekagati. He's sure path and sure goal. And natva means offering obeisances. Then hina artha, we have nothing good, right? And he is adhika sadakam. He gives much more than we deserve. It's one of my favorite verses and one of my favorite names of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Hinartadika sadakam. To those who don't have enough good, he supplies, he gives whatever is missing, and he also gives much, much more. So whatever you miss, he gives, and then on top of that, he gives more. Like you come to a shop and you don't have, you know, you're a little short. Like here in Ljubljana, I remember I was flying from the airport. And you know, in the airports, what, first of all, they take away all your water as you pass the security. And usually you are thirsty, you know, you're, you know, running to the airport, rushing to the airport and going through all this security, taking off, putting on, you get thirsty, right? And then, so then you pass, and then you have to, you know, you buy this water, and usually it's quite expensive there. So I had some coins, and I remember I was counting, you know, how many coins do I have? So that time, actually, it was like 1 euro and half or something. Now it's 2.5. So for a little bottle, you know, like half-liter bottle. So I remember there was one elderly gentleman at the counter in this Ljubljana airport, and I was, you know, with my coins, and I counted, you know, something like 1 euro, and it was, so half euro was missing, or more than half euro was missing. So he said, okay, take it, give whatever you have, here's, take your water. So he stopped my counting, he said, okay, this is okay, just take. So I felt very happy. Oh, nice man. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is like that. You just start counting, you know. It's okay, take. You just start counting. What do I have? Some? Just take the name. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. And more, and more. And he gives you more and more, much more than you thought you'll take. So that's Hinartadika Sadaka. What you miss, he gives you, and then on top of that, he gives you much more. Hinartadika sadakam. So, shi chaitanyam. Likhyate asya prema bhakti vadanyata. Yes. So this book is written. It actually, he says this in a very interesting way. He says that this description of Sri Chaitanya is being written. He doesn't say I write. He says it is writing itself. It is writing itself. Why? Because Prema Bhakti Vedanta, by his incredible velikodushnost, by his incredible magnanimity. Because he is so kind, it's being right, it writes itself. Even though he, of course, he also gives his effort. So let's chant. Agatyeka gatim natva. Agatyeka gatim natva. Agatyeka gatim natva. Agatyekam gatim natva. Hinartadika sadakam. Hinartadika sadakam. Hinartadika sadakam. Hinartadika sadakam. Shri Chaitanyam likyate sya, Shri Chaitanyam likyate sya, Shri Chaitanyam likyate sya, Shri Chaitanyam likyate sya, Prema Bhakti Vadanyata, Prema Bhakti Vadanyata, Prema Bhakti Vadanyata, Prema Bhakti Vadanyata, Agatyeka Gatim Natva, Agatyeka Gatim Natva, Hinartadika sadakam, hinartadika sadakam, Shri Chaitanyam likyate sya, Shri Chaitanyam likyate sya, Prema Bhakti Vadanyata, Prema Bhakti Vadanyata. So translation again. Prvo mi dopustite da odam svoje ponizno poštovanje gospodinu Chaitanji Mahaprabhu, koji je krajni cilj života za one koji ne posjeduju ništa u ovom materijalnom svijetu i jedini smisao za osobu koja napreduje u duhovnom životu. Sada mi dopustite da opišem kako je velikodušno podario ljudima predano služenje gospodinu s ljubavlju. Smisao. Osoba u uslovljenom stanju materijalnog postojanja se nalazi u atmosferi bez pomoćnosti. Ali uslovljena duša pod opsenom maje ili spoljašnje energije misli da joj njena država, društvo, prijatelji i ljubav pružaju potpunu zaštitu, ne znajući da je u vreme smrti niko od njih ne može spasiti. Zakoni materijalne prirode su tako snažni da nas ništa od onoga što posjedujemo ne može spasiti iz okrutnih ruku smrti. U Bhagavad Giti 13.9 je rečeno Janam Ritu Jaravjadi Duhka Došanu Darshanam, onaj ko napreduje mora uvijek biti svestan četiri principa bednog života, rođenja, smrti, starosti i bolesti. So, these four are a sign of knowledge. Vedeti ti štiri je znanje. So, do you know that birth, death, old age and disease is suffering? Do you know? You know it's suffering? So you are wise people. You are wise people. Sages. You are sages. Krishna says this is element of knowledge. One of the elements of knowledge. Tih beda se ne možemo osloboditi ako ne uzmemo utočište gospodinovih lotusovih stopala. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu je stoga jedino utočište svih uslovljenih duša. Inteligentna osoba zato ne polaže svoju veru u materijalne posjede, već u potpunosti uzima utočište gospodinovih lotusovih stopala. Takva osoba se zove Akinčana. Ili onaj ko ne posjeduje ništa u ovom materijalnom svijetu. Svevišnja božanska ličnost je poznata kao Akinčana Gočara, jer ga može dostići onaj ko ne polaže svoju veru u materijalne posjede. You can see Srila Prabhupada doesn't say that you don't have anything. Ne reče da nič ne imaš. Reče da ne polažeš svoju veru u ništa materijalnega. Yes, it's quite interesting. Господинське читання Махапрабху є з того єдине оточище підпуно предане душе, яке не посідує нічого матеріально, від чого б і зависіла. Свако зависі від дхарми, релігіозності, артхе, економського розвитку, каме, задоволявання чута і мокше, освободження. Але ще читання Махапрабху, захвалюючи своєму великодушному характеру, може дати більше від освободження. Мада є према матеріальної процені освободження більше від релігіозності, економського розвитку і задоволявання чула, речі Хінартадіка Садакам у овому стиху указують, да супредено служення і трансцендентальна любов према Всевишньої Божанської Лічності вищі від освободження. Шрі Чайтанья Махапрабху подарує овай великий благослов. Шрі Чайтанья Махапрабху є рекав према пум арто махан. Любов према Богу є найвищий благослов за сва людська бича. Here you have a lot of према in these languages. Према. Любов према Богу. Nice. Zbog toga Šila Krišnadas Kaviraj Gosvami, pisac Čajtanja Čaritamrite, prvo daje svoje ponizno poštovanje gospodinu Čajtanji Mahaprabhu pre nego što će početi da opisuje velikodušnost koju je gospodin pokazao dajući ljudima ljubav prema Bogu. Jaya Jaya Mahaprabhu Shri Krishna Chaitanya Tanghara Charana Ashrita Sei Baradanya. Sva slava Svevišnjem Gospodinu Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, onaj koji je uzeo utočište njegovih lotosovih stopala je najslavnija osoba. Dhanya means not only the most glorious, means most fortunate. Dhanya. And also wealthy. Wealthy. Dhana is wealth. Yes, so Dhanya means very fortunate, very wealthy. So if you take, if you have shelter of Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, then if you have taken shelter, if you have put your trust in the shelter of Gauranga's lotus feet, then you are very rich person. You are richer than Bill Gates. You are richer than anybody in this world. If you have put, if you have given your trust to the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, you're the richest person in the world. And good thing is that there can be many richest persons like that. Because we can, and we can share. We can, this shelter can be shared. No problem. You can share this shelter and it doesn't become insufficient. Like wealth, if you share, well, Bill Gates also, every year he spends $1 billion in charity. And he still usually stays the richest person. officially. Inofficially, we have some other people who are the richest. But officially, he's the richest. And he still stays, but still, you know, he spends $1 billion, not more. Or a little more, not much more. And with the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, you can share unlimitedly, and the shelter only increases. Yeah? So the more you give, the more it increases. So Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come to share, to distribute mercy. So he is Vadanyata. Vadanya means Namo Maha Vadanyaya. He's very magnanimous. He's very kind, and he likes to give. So he needs assistance to give out. He needs somebody who will help him to give. He has so much, and he cannot give alone. He says, I'm a gardener, and my garden produces so many fruits that I myself cannot give it out. There is too many fruits to give out. So I need people who will help me to come and give out these fruits. Give them out. So, therefore, he is very happy when you help him. So, yesterday you came for the Harinam. You went for the Harinam. And you were trying to distribute the fruits. You packaged them. You have packaged them into a subtle form of the sound. And then you were going around and distributing Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. And they were spreading far. And then people can take these fruits in a subtle form, and then these fruits may manifest in most unexpected circumstances. They can grow. So Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu comes in five forms. So we have Panchatattva here on the altar, and this chapter is called Gospodin Chaitanya Upet Oblika. This is the beginning of Chaitanya Charitamrita, and you have practically 12 chapters explaining these first few verses with prayers. First few verses with prayers. So now we have come to the Panchatattva verse. So five-fold quintuple blessing. На початку сам об'яснив істину о духовному учителю, задачу покушати да об'яснім панчататву. So that was his beginning. Ванде гурун, іша бактан, іша міша ватаракан. And now he describes панчататва. So he says, панчататва аватірна чатанніра санге, панчататва лоя карен санкіртана ранге. Тих п'ять татві се інкарніра заєдно са Господом Чайтанням Махапрабуум. Тако Господин са великим задовольством шири свой санкіртан покрет. That's how he is described in the Bhagavatam. He is a secret incarnation. But there are some predictions for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in the Bhagavatam. So this is the famous verse. Krishna varanam tisha krishnam sangopangastra parshadam yagai sankirtana prayar yajanti hi sumedasam. U dobu kali, ljudi koji su obdareni sa dovoljno inteligencije, so if you have enough intelligence, sumedasa, good brain, obožavaće gospodina koga prate njegovi pratijuci vršenjem sankirtana jagi. So he is coming with his sanga upanga astra parshadam. Jai Shri Panchatattva ki jai. Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhunityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So, Parshada. Parshva is a side. And Parshada means one who is at the side. Kao propovednici pokreta svesnosti Krišne, mi prvo odajemo svoje poštovanje Sri Chaitanji Mahaprabhu izgovarajući ovu panchatattva mantru, a potom kažemo Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Postoji 10 uvreda koje se mogu počiniti prilikom pevanja Hare Krishna Mahamantre, ali one se ne uzimaju u obzir prilikom pevanja panchatattva mantre. Sri Krishna, Chaitanya, Prabhu, Nityananda, Shri Advaita, Gadadhara, Shivasadi, Gaura, Bhakta, Vrinda. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu je poznat kao Mahavadanya Avatara, najvelikodušnija inkarnacija, jer ne uzima u obzir uvrede palih duša. Stoga, da bismo stekli potpunu dobrobit od pevania Mahamantry. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, in case you have forgotten which. Prvo moramo uzeti utočište Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhuva. Naučiti Panchatattva Mahamantru i zatim pevati Hare Krishna Mahamantru. To će biti veoma delotvorno. Veoma delotvorno. So Srila Prabhupada repeats the Mahamantra in this purport 4 times. And Panchatattva Mahamantru 3 times. He's really packing into it a lot of mercy. In the Gita, there is one purport in the 8th chapter where he puts the Mahamantra 2 times. So the editors came to him and they said, Srila Prabhupada, you put the Mahamantra here, full Mahamantra, 2 times. So maybe we can edit and, you know, the first time, okay, full Mahamantra. The second time, we can just say Hare Krishna Mahamantra. So Prabhupada said, you can edit everything else, but Mahamantra, you leave. So he has faith in the name. Srila Prabhupada has faith in the name, right? So usually as an author, if you write something, you are worried. Is it good? Does it look good? I mean, is it elegant? Is it beautiful? Is it effective? So if editor comes and says, you know, this looks like repetitive. It's, you know, it's repeated 2 times. It's not quite normal literal edit form. But Srila Prabhupada puts his faith in the name. His faith is in the name of Krishna. So therefore he puts the name everywhere, as much as possible. And he trusts, he believes that the name will work. When he comes to America, he says, what will I do here? And then he says, well, he has two hopes, he says, right? He says, please, I have faith in your name. So that's how he did. He was singing, and that was the most effective way. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. He was really with full concentration singing this, and it worked. That was one thing. The other thing, he writes in this first song, the Bhagavatam. It is, I trust that the Bhagavatam can counteract the lower modes. Bhagavatam can counteract Rajas and Tamas, spread sattva, and from that will come joy and taste. And in that evam prasanna manaso bhagavat bhakti yogata bhagavat tata viganam. So you learn the science of Bhagavan in joy. It's quite interesting that there is an obstacle to understanding the science of God, and this obstacle is absence of joy. So you can fully, truly understand God only when you are joyful. So first, how do you become joyful? By becoming pure, removing rajas and tamas. Removing rajas and tamas, you become happy, and in that happiness, then you understand. It's quite interesting, right? If in any university, right? If you have dear first year students. So in the fourth year, you will pass the exam. You will understand the fourth year if you are joyful. Then you will understand. Otherwise, you have to work more. But this is how Bhagavatam describes the progress of understanding. Before that, vidha, we are pinched by radhas and tamas. Srila Prabhupada says, how can you chant attentively if we know this? You know, we are sitting in the morning, you know, we just try to to chant Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And if somebody comes and pinches you at your near your ribs, how can you concentrate? Yeah? Or with a needle needles you, you know? Oh, no, how can you? You cannot concentrate. So this is what happens. These modes are. So of course, this is more closer to passion. There is also the other one is the. You just disappear, you know. Just And then somebody tries to, hey, Prabhu, don't disturb me. I'm thinking about Krishna. You know? I heard like this. You know, people say, I'm thinking about Krishna. Don't, I'm meditating. Yes. This shows the transcendence of the even in the sleep the So Srila Prabhupada has faith in the holy name. He has very great faith. Even when there was some bad article in Australia about the Hare Krishnas, and Prabhupada, devotees were worried, so Prabhupada said, what's the run of the newspaper? And they told him, what, 1 million or some 2 million, for this 2 million newspapers. So Prabhupada said, you see, so they repeated Krishna 2 million times. They have 2 million repetition, 2 million times they printed the name of Krishna. So Prabhupada looked at this side. And on another occasion, devotees had some quarrel with the neighbors. I forgot which city it was, Detroit or Dallas. I don't remember. So, in front of the temple, there was a sign, Hare Krishna's. I forgot what did they. Some unpleasant statement was there, go away or something, or some abuse was there. And devotees were worried, what if Prabhupada sees that? So they tried to maybe, you know, distract him so he doesn't look at that sign on the building. But Prabhupada stopped, looked at that building, and he said, this is the only building in, was it Detroit or Dallas? The only building in the city that has Hare Krishna written in big letters in front of the. Prabhupada was very special. Of course, we should be, it doesn't mean we try to aggravate people to create this. But Prabhupada, what I'm saying, Prabhupada has very big faith in the name, that the name will work even on those who mention the name negatively. It still will work. This is what is many times quoted in the Shastra. In the Bhagavatam, it is also mentioned that even if you say the name accidentally, apannak samsritim ghoram, yan nama viva shogrinan tatah sadya vimuchyate yad bibeti svayam bhayam. This is in the very beginning of the Bhagavatam. So even if you accidentally say Krishna, fifth canto says by when you are yawning, Krishna Krishna. When you are sneezing, Krishna. Or when you are tripping, you know, you trip over something with your foot and you say Krishna, which means, you know, like just accidentally. So it says it purifies you and makes you free. Or in danger. If in some danger, you say Krishna. Then you immediately, sadhya, immediately become free from the dangerous bondage of samsara, material world, because fear personified fears Krishna's name. Fear personified fears Krishna's name. However, Prabhupada mentions that there are 10 offenses, but okay, even with offenses, it still gives very powerful effect. Madhuram madhuram etat mangalam mangalanam sakalanigamavali satpalam chit sarupam sakrideva paregitam sradaya helayava briguvara naramatram tarayat Krishna nama. Krishna nama is the sweetness of the sweet. So when you go for breakfast, if you have something sweet, you can remember that the sweetness is coming from Krishna's name, according to Shastra. It's coming from Krishna and from Krishna's name. And if there is any good luck, like having a sweet, today I think on Sunday everybody will get a chance to have a sweet, right? And so Mangala Mangalam, all this good luck is coming from the name of Krishna. Krishna is the good fortune of, Krishna's name is the good fortune of good fortune. Mangalam Mangalanam, of all the good fortune. And it's the best fruit if you are after raw food, okay, then no problem. You don't eat like sugar sweets, no problem. You eat fruits. Yeah, so Krishna, then verse says, Krishna's name is the best fruit, Satphalam, which is also Chitsvarupam, which is spiritual. That's the best type of diet, right? Not raw, crudivore, not being raw food, after raw food, but after spiritual food. Chitsvarupam. And so that's the fruit of the tree of the Vedas. And tree of the Vedas is the desire tree. It fulfills desires. Even the dry parts of the tree, the trunk, also fulfills desires. So what to speak of the fruit of that tree? Of course, it's also Bhagavatam described like that. And then it says, if you chant the name one time, with faith, shradaya, helayava, or neglectfully, disrespectfully, tarayat, it liberates you, makes you free. Makes you free. Maybe you have to be somebody special. Naramatram, if you are simply a human, any human, naramatram, just be a human. And tarayat, it liberates. Krishna nama. Krishna nama. Still, we know that. So now you should ask me a question. Oh, intelligent Ljubljana Sangha, please tell me, please ask me a question to that verse, which says, one time you chant, immediately you are free. The name, even if you chant with faith or without faith, neglectfully, you are free. So what's the question? Naturally arising that you cannot not ask at this point. Yes! Why are we still suffering? Who is here who has not chanted once? There's nobody. Everybody chanted at least once. I mean, how many times? We chant, you know, what, 17,000 times every day? 16 rounds? And, yeah. So, Prabhupada explains, okay, there are 10 offenses which block our immediate success. But in chanting Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda, it's not counted, even the these offenses are not counted. This is the very special feature of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's movement. So he comes, this verse from the Bhagavatam says, Astra Parshan. Astra means weapons. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu whenever Krishna comes, he always, you know, he's a serious person. He carries his weapon with him. Like some men like, you know, women don't like this much. I know I have a friend who lives in South America, in Paraguay. So he always carries a gun. Always. I say, what do you have, Glock or something? He said, no, that's, you know, $1,000 gun. They will steal it, you know. It's impractical. Just some revolver, you know, some normal Smith & Wesson, you know, just a revolver. You know, $200, $150, $100 revolver. And so he did you have to, you know, use it or something? He said, yeah, once I stopped on a red light in a car, and two cars stopped on two sides of me, and they were looking at me. And in Paraguay, that means be careful. So he says, I just, you know, into the open window, I just made one shot into the air. You know, psh, and they stopped looking at me. Okay, you go, no problem. He's just looking, you know, nothing, no problem, just everything is okay. So he says, he also bought a little gun for his wife. Because he says every month somebody takes away her bicycle. So he says, you carry the gun, you know, just show them the gun. And he says, oh, it's heavy, you know, I don't like it. They don't like to carry the gun. Why should they? Ah, anyway, so she doesn't want to carry the gun. Actually, you have to understand that you're very lucky that you don't have to carry the gun in Slovenia. I remember they were on the border once. I was once driving with Ananda Chaitanya, who just got his sannyas yesterday. Now he's Bhakti Sarup Chaitanya Maharaj. And we were on the border, and there was one other person, some Ukrainian living in Slovenia, and so he was saying, I love living in Slovenia. He says, I never lock my car. He says, he's teaching judo somewhere south, I don't know where. He said, he's a judo teacher, trained coach. And he says, I just leave my car open for the last 5 years. Nobody ever, you know, did anything. I never tried to do anything. Devotees here told me, don't do this here. But that's his experience. So that's actually quite lucky. So this is the material world. And so therefore, whenever Krishna comes, he comes with weapons. He carries, you know, okay, not Smith & Wesson and not even Glock. He appears with chakra. You know, on birth. They are coming, you know, he just calls, they appear, yeah. But he's there, you know, he's taking birth and immediately, chakra, club. All serious, you know, don't mess with me. Have a gun and I will not hesitate to use it. I have weapons and I'm not going to hesitate to use them. And he doesn't. He uses them. He doesn't, of course, need weapons. He can kill Putana with his lips. He can kill Trinavarta as a baby with his hands. A little baby chokes a huge, terrible demon. Yeah. There is there is expertise, huh? Or just tip of his toe on a leaf-soft foot, he smashes a big cart into pieces. There is a karate kick, you know. All... But... when he comes as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he also comes armed. But it's a different style, you know. Completely different style. Only there were okay. One time he called for chakra. One time he was. They really, really miffed him. Really bothered him. You know, when they attacked Nityananda, he was really bothered. And when they were beating Haridas Thakur, also he was ready to use his weapons, real weapons. Yes. But Nityananda Prabhu said, "Please, no, please, you know." If you came to save the fallen, if you kill them, then who is there to, you know, to preach to save? You know, it's please. So then, Sarimarbo said, okay. And then, and they realized, so Madhai fell at his feet and he asked forgiveness and he touched them and their bodies became, golden and his body became black by the sin. And he said, okay, let's have a kirtan. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. And as they were singing, his darkened body was becoming more and more golden and started shining again. The sin disappeared. And then he said, but it is not gone. This dark cloud of sin is hanging, and whoever criticizes bhaktas, it will go unto him. He doesn't waste anything. Doesn't waste even sin. Everything is used. Full, how is it called? Not recycling, but no waste cycle. Yeah, no waste cycle. So even waste, he's not wasting. Still, his main weapons, it's described, are his beauty and his kindness and his names. So as I mentioned a few days ago, that in one of our temples, somebody was attacking the temple. They wanted to take away the temple. And they even tried to attack devotees. So our temple commander became really angry. So he said, okay, I will chant the killing mantra. So he found out, okay, which mantra, how do you chant to kill the person? And he was walking around and Harim Krom, such and such person, Mrityum Namamyaham. Wow. It was like, you know, the walls were trembling from with his vibration of anger, right? And we were thinking, my God, this doesn't look right, you know, for the, we had, you know, this was a BBT temple, we had artists, so one artist made a cartoon, you know, he made a cartoon of towers. There were our temple. There were actual towers with a barbed wire. People with guns. Actually, you had people with guns, not like this, but with other guns, and with you know, some guards with sticks, you know, and like very, you know, serious type fortress, and then a happy looking guy. Near the down, you know, near that barbed wire with the shika in the dhoti, and says, and on Sundays we have Sunday feast here, so please welcome. And there is a bewildered looking guest looking at all this. So they made cartoons for that. And we had one, we got some real kshatriya type devotees. One devotee had every day he would go to the forest and he would beat a tree many times, and then he would basically break his knuckles and they would grow to blood, and then, you know, the next day again he would break them to blood, and again, so basically his right fist was like this, you know, it was, these knuckles were huge, and he was really like, you know, it's like. So one time some people came, you know, to give trouble. Oh, he was happy, you know. He was there was like five of them. Oh, he was really, you know. So he went, Okay. you don't like something? And he called the, we had, you know, alarm. So police was coming in 1.5 minutes, actually. It was coming in 1.5 minutes. You know, two policemen coming from two sides with machine guns, you know, and looking. Guys, is everything okay here? And so, okay, he called them. And then he wanted to, you know, to finally use his skills. So he comes to the, okay, so you don't like something? And he tries to push the guy, and the guys got scared, you know. They didn't want to fight. He was disappointed, you know. He thought now they will see, okay, he's alone. But they saw, this is a monster, you know. They got scared. They didn't want to respond to his... I hope he's okay now. I heard a story in I don't know how true, that he was protecting some Harinam in South Russia, and some of these crazy Cossacks, Russian Cossacks with swords, they attacked him. So he responded back, and so then they actually stabbed him. So he, as the guy stabbed him, he grabbed him by the throat and choked him, you know, stabbed into the stomach. He didn't pay attention. He just caught the hand and caught the throat and choked him. And only after choking the guy, he went to the hospital and everything. He took, you know, first things first, you know. The trouble with such people is that you need some danger, you know, because if you don't have anybody attacking the temple from outside, they try to create, you know, they get bored, you know, so they fight inside, you know. This is the problem with such people sometimes. But I said, yeah, so it was, you know, the somewhat dangerous situation. So so what's going to happen? And what happened was, okay, the guy didn't die. But the guy, after a few months, became a devotee. The one who he was chanting a killing mantra against this guy, he became a devotee. And his son became a devotee, joined an ashram, became a brahmachari. His dog became a vegetarian. True. The dog refused to eat anything non-vegetarian. So you can say, no, so this is described, that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is so kind that when he comes, then he doesn't kill demons physically, he kills the demonic mentality. He still kills, you know, not possible in this world without killing. But he doesn't kill anybody or anything, he just kills the demoniac mentality of people, as we see in that case. That happened. And there are many cases from all over the world, people being quite bad, demoniac, and aggressive towards devotees, really being offensive and aggressive to devotees, and ending up becoming devotees themselves. All over the world we see this. Around the world. They attack devotees, they attack book distributors, attack the books, and do something bad, right? And then sometimes later they become devotees. Incredible. Yeah, this is very special power of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So therefore, if you think that you have some problems, anarthas, demoniac thoughts, Shri Krishna Chaitanya, Prabhu Nityananda, Shri Advaita, Gadadhara, Shivasadi, Gaura Bhaktavrinda, he has his weapons with him, no problem. And in this incarnation, he comes in five features, and with these five personalities, he kills the demoniac thoughts and keeps your pure heart and consciousness, helping you to become a devotee. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Questions, points, comments? Does anybody have, yes?
It was necessary, you used this word, kinshana, yes, like there was a comment before. Does the if person is, doesn't have no wealth or nothing, does make him actually a kinshana?
I pointed out that Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada says that akinchana doesn't mean a pauper. Pauper? Pauper. Poor Revnish. Revnish? Revnish. Yeah, who has nothing. Yeah. Complete pauper. No. Well, Srila Prabhupada says that one who doesn't put any faith into material possessions, any trust that, this will protect me. In Australia, Bhujan Prabhu says that they made a study. First thing people do in trouble, they count their money. Any trouble? Okay, how much money do I have? This is the shelter, right? That's not a shelter. Who was saying, Prithu Prabhu, I think, he lived through that hyperinflation, his parents lived through that hyperinflation in Germany in 1930s or 20s, 1920s, half century. So he says that there was a time when people, he says his grandmother went to the shop and there was, they had so much of this useless paper money, she used a hand cart to carry this, to a wheelbarrow, you know? How you call this? Wheelbarrow, how you call it? Samokolnitsa. And then she brought it, she went to the shop and then she was distracted, she looked around somewhere and she looked back and somebody stole the wheelbarrow. And just threw the money down. They left this, you know, paper money and they stole the wheelbarrow. So money is not a shelter. Yeah. Krishna is, so this is what, doesn't mean, especially a grihastha, doesn't mean that you don't try to take care or save whatever reasonable or earn whatever is reasonable. But it means that you don't put full trust into it as your shelter. But you know that everything works only by Krishna's blessings. So you put we put our trust in Krishna. You do whatever is necessary. We do exercise, take care of the diet, we try to be sattvic in our dealings with others. We do everything, right? As we say, as they say, help, we try to help Krishna help us. We help, so we do not exploit Krishna. You know, I will eat garbage, garbage type nutrition. I will do zero exercise and Krishna will take care of me. Okay, Krishna may take care of you, but why exploit him? Right? It means I don't want to do any damn thing from my side and I want him to do everything, all the work, instead of me. So it means like I'm exploiting him. Correct? On the contrary, so we understand, okay, this body is a wonderful machine given by Krishna, so I should take nice care. change oil on time, put the proper fuel in it, not the bad fuel, right, in it. So it runs nicely because it's not mine, it's Krishna's. It's Krishna's, right? So I should take, like some people are there, you know, if they borrow something, they are extra careful with it, right? Some like people who are, they are extra careful. If they borrow something, they are very, very careful to keep it very nice, to return it even in a better condition. Yeah, sometimes they fix it and return it in a better condition, yeah, if they borrow something. So that's how we should. So we help Krishna help ourselves, but we don't, you know, we don't put trust in our efforts. So, you know, we don't think that I have this, I have that. Yes, we have nothing except Krishna and Krishna's mercy. So that's akinchana.
What exactly means this taking shelter, you know, like how you can see that you take shelter in that and that? What the symptoms of taking shelter in such things? Like, what the symptom of taking shelter in Krishna? Obviously, if you become devotees and you think, externally, I'm devoted, I do this, this, and this, I'm okay. But actually, we discovered that we. The symptoms for ourselves to see that we really take shelter in Krishna, what is material things. Even though externally
we chant,
we...
Yes. It will probably be some degree of peace that we can, maybe tolerance, is that we accept whatever whatever comes, we accept. So we surrender. Yeah? It's okay. Krishna is my shelter. So in other words, if something, if there is some danger to our external possessions like the body or other things, we don't become hopeless. We try to understand, okay, Krishna is my shelter. Not these things, but Krishna is the real shelter. And therefore we become more, we stay equipoised. Equipoised. So some degree of being equipoised probably, in my understanding, is a sign of taking shelter. Because otherwise we'll be disturbed and suffering, or we will be too happy if something is successful. Very, very jubilant. But if we take shelter in Krishna, then we can be steady and peaceful. I understand. Like Srila Prabhupada, he was very steady and very peaceful, even despite incredible obstacles. So many obstacles were there. 3 heart attacks, lack of success, 2 factories, or how many factories were there that were robbed and you know, broken apart, and all, you know, and he was steady and he was laughing oftentimes at difficulties. That's the sure sign. If you laugh at difficulties, ha ha ha, it's a sure sign. Okay, your trust is not in these material things, but in Krishna. So we, of course, so develop these muscles, you know. And we turn, you know, Krishna, Krishna, that we go to Krishna for shelter, to the holy name, for shelter, to the holy name, to the devotees. Is it okay? So from outside, you may not find it. Like, we see Bali Maharaj. He is the big symbol, personification of Atmanivedanam, surrendered to Krishna. And before, you could maybe also understand, okay, he's a great devotee. He's one of the 12 Mahajans in the Bhagavatam. But before... Vamanadev took away everything. Maybe you would not be sure is he actually a Mahajan or not? He's attacking, he's, you know, he is winning with in a fight with Indra, and he seems to be materialistic. He's doing these all materialistic sacrifices, and he's conquering paradise. Looks strange. So then Krishna Vamanadeva comes and takes everything away and even blames him, binds him and blames him that you have, where is the third step? And Bali Maharaj is peaceful, happy, and he says, please put your third step on my head. And he's not disturbed. You can see. So then from that you can see, wow, he's really surrendered. His shelter is not in these material possessions, but in definitely in Krishna, right? So, but outside, oftentimes you cannot be sure by these external things. So this is something we cultivate inside, that we find shelter in Krishna, despite whatever obstacles may be there.
I just think that at our level, do not become, be not disturbed. It's sometimes we are not disturbed.
Mm-hmm. On some other disturbance, then you forget about this disturbance.
So practically, for the inner development, there must be something what we really could hold, not possibly try to not become.
Mm-hmm. So I remember, is there something that disturbed you some years ago, but now does not disturb? There's something like that, right? Yeah. So I remember one devotee was saying that you can see that somebody says something to you and you become very disturbed, and then after 6 months, you think, anyway, okay, doesn't matter. And you take shelter in Krishna. So he says, our practice is to reduce 6 months to 6 seconds. So 6 seconds, okay, you are disturbed. 6 seconds, you are disturbed, right? But you don't waste these 6 seconds. You remember, okay, I should do something. What should I do? Take shelter in Krishna. Okay, all right. So, okay. Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya, Prabhu Nityananda, Shri Advaita, Gadadhara, Shri Vasati, Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. All right. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Good. Thank you very much. Vanchakalpa Tarubhyascha, Kripa Sindhubhyascha.